Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
You know, when you are joyous, you want to sing all the songs you know. May God understand your heart. Have your seat, God's presence. What shall we say again to these things? If God be for us,
who can be?
He who did not spare His Son, but gave Him unto us, how much more with Him will He not give us all things? If you don't be people, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give good gifts to you? Everything you need that God calls a good gift, let them be made available to you in this glory.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you. We bless you. For everything you have done, uncountable for us, for us as a church, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Can you take the bread? Eat it thankfully.
If this is the way you father me, I love the way you father me. If this is the way you father me, I love the way you father me. If this is the way
you father me,
I love the way.
Number 33 9. That will capture most of what I want to do. Numbers 33 9. You ready today? We are reading together. And they set out from Mara. For everyone at a Mara location. Like I normally say, whether you like it or not, we are pulling you out from there. In the name of Jesus. Every Mara experience. Every Mara happenstances. Every Mara occurrences. The Lord pulls you away from there. In the name of Jesus. What you are going through that you can't tell the closest person to, may the Lord deliver you from those experiences. In the name of Jesus. If you know fully well, God doesn't take from somewhere and hangs the person or brings him to emptiness. He brought them from Mara and take them to Eni, where there are 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they camp there. But you know, Elim is not the final destination. Some are at Elim, they've refused to move. 70 palm trees. When there are hectares of palm trees somewhere, then let's treat people in Mara first. For everyone here, we move you from Mara. You move to Elim. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me, Elim is a place of temporary comfort. But for the challenges of the past, the goal is still the promised land. And we see here. I pray, let every Mara experience change to an Elim experience. In the name of Jesus. So as a church, we can say we are at Elim. And say, let's build camp here. God don't help us. But your church is not like that. We are not. 12 springs of water. I pray. 12 dimensions of supplies.
Amen.
To meet all your needs in this season.
Amen.
Let the Lord make available for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Multi-dimensional supplies. In this season.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord give you an anniversary gift.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you for the early experience. May we move forward, O Lord, in the strength of your power. We give you all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Take the wine representing the blood. Have your seat. Just bow your head there. Lord, we thank you for this unusual experience. We've come to draw
from you again. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Three prayers I want to pray for you as I leave this place. Based on my experience, 12 years of starting this church, and the Lord helping us for 12 years. Three things. May the Lord send you people that believe in you and will do anything for you. In the name of Jesus. I just sat there and it was just coming to my mind. Number two. You know, at every notable stage of this church, God sent me people, sent us people in this church as helpers. Somebody will just come and the dimensions of a church will change. We will need a certain kind of gifting and a person, and that person will come. You know, there are some people that they don't know they are help sent to this church. I feel like hugging all of them today. I don't want to do that. I pray for you. At every notable junction of your life, the kind of help that you need, may the Lord arise and send those help to you. In the name of Jesus. Number three, may the Lord give you results. You know, when we started, no seminary training, we were programmed to fail. Nobody believed in us. It was as if just go. 5 years, nobody visited us apart from one person. None. 5 years. But when there is a result, people will begin to pursue you. They will say, you know, now our people, you know, now my this thing. In my office this week, people were making fun of me. That, oh God, do you know that we are telling everybody that you are our friend? Whenever they see the picture, our trending video, they'll just say, oh, I know him very well. Now my friend, I'm in front of him now. I pray for you. Whatever you are doing, may the Lord grant you results. May the Lord give you results. May the Lord give you results. Your hands lifted up to him. May God's hands give results. Wherever you are working, may God's hands give results. In the name of Jesus. When you start, some will not believe in you. I tell you,
Some were supposed to be here with us at the beginning. They did not come. They checked 6 months if it was going to work and not fail before they joined. Some will come early and go another place. Some will come and go and pray at another place. In fact, somebody look at me one day and say, I will never forget. He's even dressing the part. Result that will take away shame. Result that will prove the call of God upon your life. Let the Lord release them unto you. In the name of Jesus. So the Lord will give you people that believe in you and will do whatever for you. The Lord will send various kind of help to you. And the Lord will give you results. Look at somebody. Say, the Lord will give you people that believe in you. Say, the Lord will send you help. And what's the last one? The Lord will give you. The Lord will give you. The Lord will give you. The Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus. Okay, but let's go. It's a very powerful one. It will take some time. But let's just go quickly. Let's go. I'm not what the world thinks or says I am. I am not what the devil or the kingdom of darkness says, imagines, or has designed me to be. I am not the picture of what my idolatrous forefathers wish I should be. I am not what the unregenerate mind of any friend thinks I am. I am not what my father and mother think or want me. I am not what my village wickedness, household wickedness, environmental wickedness wants me to be. I am not a picture of what the national economy, institutional wickedness has restructured the people. This confession is for Nigerians. I hope you understand that. Let's continue. I am not what I think I am. I am what the word of God says I am. I am an express image of Jehovah God on earth. I am fashioned after the likeness of the creator of the heaven and earth. I am regenerated by the blood of Jesus. I am ransomed from the powers of death and hell. I am blood washed. I am justified by Christ. I am made to be the righteousness of God. I am a believer of the word of truth. I am born again. I am heaven bound. My citizenship. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. I am a priest and a king, ordained by Christ to rule here on earth. I am the fear and the dread of God against the kingdom of darkness. I am the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. I am built up together, attached with other children of God, into a holy habitation of God. The word of God says, I am the royal priest, I am the holy nation. I am a chosen generation and a peculiar person to the nations. I am. Repeat that. Let me hear you. If you are special in the sight of God, whatever anybody thinks about you, it does not matter. Stop bothering about what people are saying. Start thinking and meditating on what God says. Let's continue. I am special in the sight of God. The Bible says, because I believe and receive Jesus, power has been given to me to become a son of God. I am empowered to trample upon serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. I am empowered to use the name of Jesus to cast out demons and to heal the sick. I am empowered to bind, to loose, to decree things. And the Bible says, wherever my voice is heard, no one lift your right hand up, make 7 decrees. And we close the service. You know what a decree is? I'll just say one. You just say, I decree this and this. Where the word of a king is, there is power. You have been ordained as a priest and a king to rule on this earth. Number one, make number one decree. This week. Make the second decree. If I were you, I would remember some of the words we have spoken and base the decree on it. Make the number 3 decree. Listen to me. Before we make the fourth decree, do you know that when the president gives an instruction, he doesn't have time to go and say, hey, that thing I told you last week, have they done it? He doesn't follow up. That's the problem of most of you. After you have made the clean church, you are going to see. You have made the tree. I am it. You know, it is, when I say something, in fact, many of my decrees prayer for people, I have forgotten. People call me and say, Pastor, that thing. And I say, hey, please remind me that thing again. I made the decree. I forget about it. When a king speaks, it must come to pass. You don't go check. When Jesus spoke to the tree and said, dry up, he did not check. It was the disciples that went to check and call him back. He didn't have the time for that. He has decreed it. It must come to pass. Are you here? Everything you are decreeing, you are a king. Those things must surely come to pass. Do you understand that? So let's go. Number four. In the name of Jesus, listen to me. I did not say pray. I did not say ask. I say decree. You just say, I decree. Let things move forward. Not say, oh Lord my God, make you help me make things forward. That's not a decree. That's a petition. I'm not praying prayer of petition. We are praying prayer of authority. Number five, let's go. The windows of my heavens are open. Number six, decree. Number seven decree. I decree. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom. Everything broken in your life, let them be restored. Everything missing, let them be found. Anything outstanding, let them be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, this week in this land of Abuja, may help pursue you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Happy anniversary. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.